The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Dr. Don Colbert offers simple dietary changes that can help you overcome cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, dementia, depression, and more.
We catch a cold, we catch the flu, but we develop most diseases by consistently making the wrong food choices. And if we can't resist a bowl of ice cream, a cookie, a brownie, then how are we going to resist the devil?
Well, Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. You know, you are continually, if you watch the program, sharing Life Today all over the world with people who would not have life without your help. But let me say this to you. This program could save your life today. Betty not only saved their life, but add years to their life and life to their years. I'm holding here Healing for Your Body, His Temple. And this is a series that we are offering. Robert Morris, our pastor at Gateway, was so gifted beyond imagination, truly anointed by God, to communicate transforming truth and how to live a blessed life and how in the blessed life you bless others. And here are the scriptural teaching on healing, just verse after verse to get the word down in your heart. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their diseases. Now, Don Colbert is one of the greatest medical doctors, in my opinion, in our country. He is also one of the most effective communicators of life-changing truth. And Betty, he's a phenomenal writer. Now, I know that even as you looked at the book and you know Dr. Colbert, and you saw Let Food Be Your Medicine, I know you said that you want to learn what's in here because you care about your health.
I do, and I would much rather have a remedy to be from natural things, natural food, the right kind of foods that we can eat. I don't like to take prescription medicine. Sometimes you can't avoid it, but if you can, through the eating right and having the right diet, and it's not about the word diet. Diet can be negative, you know, but it's just caring for your body and having a new life change, lifestyle for your body.
Yeah, it doesn't mean diet implying, okay, now we're going to a big weight loss program, even though eating right can, in a very positive way, affect our weight and primarily our health. We have put together a series of teaching that, like I said when I opened, this could not only save your life, but it could change your life, add years to your life, and life to your years, as our good friend Dr. Scott Conard says so openly and with such conviction. I want you to listen to Dr. Colbert, and I want you to let the Spirit of God speak to you and see if you don't want these keys to taking care of your health and your body, which is God's temple. Be blessed by what you hear.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robertson. This is Sheila Walsh. We have Dr. Don Colbert on the program today. Sheila, you've got his book in your hand. Hold it up so they can see it.
Oh, I'm so excited. If I loved you a little more, I would send you my copy, but we're going to let you know how you're going to get your own copy. This is really, I mean, I don't say this lightly, this really is a life-changing book, and I believe it's a message that came straight from the heart of God through his servant. So please, would you help us welcome Dr. Don Colbert. So great to have you back again.
Great being here.
Yeah, good to have you here. And I want to read this list that they made for me because we're going to talk about something that can affect a lot of people. Cardiovascular disease, arthritis, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, I believe is correct, cancer, dementia, depression, and so much more. These are the things you're dealing with in this book, and you're not talking about surgeries and drugs and things like that. You're talking about something that we all can do.
Right, and it's your food. And unfortunately, so many people with these diseases are consistently choosing the foods that invite the disease into the body. And that's why I like to tell people, have you passed the food test? Now, again, I've got grandbabies. I've got a 2-year-old. He still hadn't passed his food test. My 5-year-old and 7-year-old pass it every time.
Wow.
And the reason, first of all, let me explain the food test they passed.
Please do.
They got cavities. And their daddy went and showed them what happens when you have cavities. You have to have shots in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you have to, they got a drill, and they've got to put in some material, and it's going to hurt.
Yes.
And they saw the effects of having cavities. If you don't address them in time, you can lose your teeth, you can get infection, you can have horrible, horrible, you know, periodontal disease, which is, they saw the picture of it. They got that picture in their head, and now guess what? When someone offers them sugar at school or anywhere else, or a soda,
they're
you know
terrified.
What they say? They say, no, no thank you. And that is passing the food test. Well, let me explain the food test, because as Christians, most Christians don't realize that they're failing the food test, and if they can't pass the simple food test, how are they going to resist the devil trying to kill them? So let me kind of paint the picture.
Woo.
Okay, so first of all, Adam and Eve, the first key test they came to was the food test, and Adam and Eve both failed it. Eve failed it first and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then gave it to Adam. They failed it. From that moment on, it infected the human race with sin. Now, Jesus came, and he had to pass the food test. But you remember Isaiah chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, it says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be Emmanuel. Now, that's right. Jesus prophesied hundreds of years before he came. The next verse says, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to avoid the evil and choose the good. In other words, by learning to choose the right foods, he'll learn to avoid evil and choose good. Fast forward to when Jesus came. He was just baptized by John the Baptist, and then he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested of the devil. And now, again, the Spirit led him into the wilderness. This is Matthew chapter 4. Now, also, after 40 days, it says, after 40 days of fasting, it says Jesus hungered. He was really hungry. Mm-hmm. So then Satan comes at his weakest moment, and he says, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread.
And or Twinkies.
The Twinkie. But this was the food test. Remember, Adam and Eve failed it, infected the human race with sin. Jesus passed it by saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Mm-hmm. Again, realize that we catch a cold, we catch the flu, but we develop most diseases by consistently making the wrong food choices. And if we can't resist a bowl of ice cream, a cookie, a brownie, a chocolate chip cookie, or an Oreo cookie, then how are we going to resist the devil? How are we going to resist diabetes, cancer, dementia, heart disease, high blood pressure, all the diseases? It starts by passing the food test.
Okay, let me just back up a little bit and ask this question. Is it a question of saying yes to certain foods?
Yes.
Or a question of saying no to other foods, or both?
Both. And again, it's learning the secret, and it's practicing a fruit of the Spirit called temperance. And this is a fruit that so few people teach about. And it talks about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. And the last fruit it talks about is temperance, or self-control. Now, what I've learned is certain foods with certain diseases, the flesh is going to crave the very food that invites that disease, such as, for example, diabetes. Most every patient that comes in with type 2 diabetes or type 1 diabetes, what's the food they crave?
Sugar.
Sugar. Mm. Or foods that convert to sugar, like white bread, pasta, crackers, bagels, pretzels, things like that. So again, the flesh is going to generally crave the very food that invites the disease in. So it's so critical now to identify those foods and give them healthy alternatives that will also prevent these appetite hormones from going crazy. And that's what I teach people how to do.
Is it the same for everyone? Or is every single human being a little different in their individual chemistry?
It's interesting. Over the last 30 years, what I've found is many of these diseases share common characteristics of the very foods they crave that literally create that disease. For example, we talked about diabetes, but high blood pressure. It's almost always three key foods: salty foods, as well as foods with a lot of wheat and a lot of corn. A lot of people are corn-fed, and they have high blood pressure. When we decrease their sodium in their diet tremendously, and then lay the wheat and the corn on the altar for a season, their blood pressure starts to come down dramatically. Then we add some key nutritional supplements and foods that help to lower the blood pressure even more, like dark chocolate.
Oh, a bit of good news, finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Dark chocolate that is 85% or higher chocolate with low sugar, only 1 gram of sugar per square. You can have that every hour or two.
I'm
or
healthy.
Three.
Every hour or two?
I'm healthier than I realized.
And I'm telling you, it lowers the blood pressure beautifully, as does pomegranates, as does beets. Now, beets can be high in sugar, so we use a beet extract. And olive leaf will also do that, as well as celery. Celery helps to lower blood pressure amazingly well.
What about the huge, I mean, in America, we have a chronic obesity problem.
Oh,
I mean, and it's something that really is heartbreaking. When you see children, you know, young children who are chronically obese,
right.
What would you say to someone who says, listen, I've tried every diet on the market and I've quit?
It's not the diet, it's the lifestyle. And again, it's putting in living foods. It's taking your children to the grocery store and showing them God's foods, which are the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and the seeds and the beans and the peas and the lentils, which is the modified Mediterranean diet, and giving these children, instead of fake cereals with all this sugar in them, that's going to spike their sugar. See, the obesity epidemic is due to just a few things. It's real simple, especially in our children. Too much sugar, too much MSG. MSG is in most all processed foods and in many fast food restaurants. When you eat MSG, which is disguised with many different names that I talk about, it's going to increase your appetite. You'll eat as much as 40% more when you consume MSG. And it also excites the brain. It's a cytotoxin, which then can trigger ADD symptoms, ADHD, and all of these problems with the children. And this is what we're seeing. And then processed foods, way too much processed foods, which is spiking the insulin level and programming weight gain. We show them how to get out of this pattern. It's simple, but we got to make changes. Simple changes make profound changes in their health and their weight loss.
Give us some good news. Tell us what we can eat that will have that profound change. It's something that generally everybody can do.
Okay, for example, for breakfast. Mm-hmm. We need a big breakfast, especially to lose weight, because the bigger the breakfast is going to turn down these appetite hormones, and I talk in detail about controlling, helping to boost the leptin and overcome leptin resistance, which is causing this runaway appetite, and then lowering the ghrelin. Ghrelin causes us to get hungry. And leptin is the one that tells us we're full or satisfied. Hmm. Well, it just so happens, ghrelin is easy to control. If you eat every 3 to 4 hours, this hormone stays low, but you got to eat the right types of foods.
So what would a big breakfast look like? Yeah.
For example, steel-cut oatmeal. People say, steel-cut oatmeal, I can't eat that. I don't have time to cook it. It's so simple. All they do is put about a half a cup or a child, a quarter cup, in a bowl, add about a cup of almond milk, and then let it sit in the fridge overnight. And then put some nuts in there, some walnuts or pecans or any kind of nut you like.
That's pretty good.
And then put some fruit in there. Put a little, now for children, you put a little bit of honey, just a little bit, but again, to sweeten oatmeal. That's going to fill them up. And then also eggs. But instead of eating a lot of the yolks, have 3 whites, 1 yolk. Make it into an omelet. Add the veggies in there, the onions, and even some tomatoes.
Some peppers, maybe?
Sure, that's fine, except for me.
Yeah, except for
now,
you.
I can have them every 3 or 4 days,
okay.
No problem.
Okay.
And even some avocados. And those kids need fats, especially for our children's brains. We need the fats, but the right kinds of fats.
Mm-hmm.
The healthy fats like avocados, almond butter, olive oil, macadamia nuts, any kind of these monounsaturated fatty acids, as well as fish, which is fatty fish like Alaskan wild salmon, or sardines, or tongal tuna, or healthy brain-healthy food.
Is this a very expensive diet for people to follow?
No, it's not expensive at all, but it's highly filling, highly satisfying, full of fiber, so that you're going to be full for hours, at least that 4-hour window. But then that's why you need healthy snacks about every 4 hours, so that the ghrelin level doesn't come up high and trigger an insatiable appetite. That's what people are struggling with, are these appetite hormones. We show you how to turn them down and many times turn them off.
Now, what about fruit? Because surely fruit has a lot of sugar in it too.
Well,
so can you overdo
fruits.
It?
Now, again, if you're drinking, it's the fruit juice.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're drinking a lot of fruit juice, you're going to gum up your liver and it'll trigger a fatty liver. It'll also trigger insulin resistance. And then you get in a cycle of weight gain. And so many people are drinking healthy juices in the form of apple juice, orange juice, mm-hmm. but it's way too much. That's why I tell people, get little Dixie cups only 2 to 3 ounces, and just fill that Dixie cup up, and that's it. If you're going to drink juice, that's all you should have.
Interesting.
But if you have 12 ounces of juice, guess what? That fructose is going to cause you to gain weight, and it's going to mess up your appetite hormones, your leptin and your ghrelin.
You've got a lot of great meal plans in the book outlining this specifically. But you also mentioned that a lot of people, like the peppers, you can't eat a lot of peppers because it triggers your body.
If you eat it every day, correct. A lot of it. Right.
How do you know what your body can take that may not be necessarily, you know, strictly by the book, if you will?
Well, very good question. And again, what we do, if a person has autoimmune disease, we find that these people generally react to certain foods or osteoarthritis. Usually we find people with arthritis, osteoarthritis, or rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune diseases, usually crave certain foods that inflame their joints that may be healthy food for other people. For example, typically nightshades will inflame them. Nightshades are a form of vegetable that is highly inflammatory for certain conditions. And these include tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, eggplant, and paprika.
So certain people aren't going to respond well to that.
Certain people, if they eat those every day, they're inviting inflammation in their body, especially if they have osteoarthritis or certain autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. Now, also genetically modified foods. Unfortunately, in the 1990s, we started genetically modifying a lot of our foods, especially most of our corn. About 90% of our corn is genetically modified, as well as our soy, cottonseed oil, canola oil, and sugar. 90% of these foods are genetically modified, which make them more inflammatory to our bodies. And so as a result, since these genetically modified foods have been used in the U.S., we have seen an escalation in autoimmune disease over the last 20 years.
You've been dealing with this a lot. You've dealt with a lot of your patients, right?
Absolutely.
Kind of give us an idea of maybe how much difference just understanding what we should eat and sticking to a meal plan that fits us and that's healthy, how dramatic of a difference can that make based on your experience?
Well, I treat every disease. I treat diseases from type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, dementia, Parkinson's, cancer, advanced cancer, and heart disease, cardiovascular disease. Just this past week, I'll give you a simple example. A lady came in. And she was having checked her EKG a year ago, or excuse me, 6 months ago, and she showed an abnormality on her EKG, where she had a 50% blockage in her left anterior descending branch of her left coronary artery back about 5 years ago. She started seeing me just a few years ago. We put her on the anti-inflammatory dietary program and a few key supplements. Now, her EKG was abnormal, so I sent her to the cardiologist. He took her through a stress test. It was abnormal. He says, you need a heart cath. So she consented to the heart cath, and they told her, she says, well, I know I've got a blockage in one of my arteries, 50%. They came back and says, no, it's not 50%, it's now 20%.
Wow. It's gone the other way.
Gone the other way. And I've seen this over and over. It starts many times to reverse disease. I cannot tell you how many type 2 diabetes we've seen reverse. And by reversed, I mean the hemoglobin A1C is less than 5.6. And it is amazing how many hypertensives, as well as early dementias.
Now, that's fascinating to me. I mean, that dementia is something we seems to be increasing in our culture.
It is increasing. And that's what's scary, because over the next 30 years or so, dementia is expected to triple here in the U.S. It is following the obesity and the diabetes epidemic. And now they're saying dementia is type 3 diabetes. But again, it's the foods. Realize that when people have dementia, the first thing I do for them, I take them off the gluten, because gluten is highly inflammatory for the brain for so many of my dementia patients. And then I put them on these healthy fats. The brain is about 70% fat. So we need healthy fats for the brain to put out the inflammation. All dementia is inflammation in the brain. And when we put them on these powerful anti-inflammatory foods, you say, such as blueberries, strawberries,
good stuff,
walnuts, pecans, cashews, hazelnuts. It's the modified Mediterranean diet. Mm-hmm. And it puts out the inflammation and then a few other key things we do. And it's amazing how many people with mild to moderate dementia we've reversed.
You know, what's amazing to me is you're a very gifted doctor, but you're not a pill pusher. Because most times when you go to the doctor with something, it just here's this new medication that's out.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you're saying God has provided. It's built into our who we are and all around us, our healing.
Yes, and one thing I have to mention, because so many people I see today come in and they're taking a statin drug to lower their cholesterol. Crestor, Lipitor, Mevacor, Simvastatin. These statin drugs are also lowering coenzyme Q10 and also hormones. And in many of my patients that are on statin drugs, it's started to cause memory loss. So again, I use their diet to lower their cholesterol, and I use some natural means to lower it, and I get them off these statin drugs. Not all of them. Now, some of them can do fine, but if they have dementia, I would take them off those statin drugs immediately. I put them on coenzyme Q10, which is lowered by the statin drugs, and I lower their cholesterol naturally. And it's really important for so many people with dementia.
I don't think there's any question you were blessed by what Dr. Colbert shared. And I'm not exaggerating. You know, some people can speak and communicate, some people with equal power and force, and where you can actually look at it, meditate on it, mark it, come back to it. This man is gifted to write and communicate transforming truth, and he cares about your health. I believe he's an instrument of God as a physician, following the great physician, who wants to help us everywhere possible in supernatural ways, but also in natural ways, and appreciating everything the medical community can do, everything from surgery to proper prescriptions and proper diagnosis. But if you can deal with major issues with what you eat, then certainly we'd want to do it. So what I want to ask you to do, now I want you just to really zero in. Give Dr. Colbert a chance to help change your life. And here's what we've done, Betty, that I think is so amazing, is we have put all the scriptures together that talk about healing. And when you get the word in you, and not just carry it around, but get it in your heart, unbelievable effect. Now, here are the teaching CDs. There's six of them. Robert Morris and I share. Robert is the primary teacher because that's his gift. And of course, when you have a church where you've got between 30 and 40,000 people coming every week, and then you've got tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people watching it all over the world online, because he's helping as a shepherd pastor. He grew up working with us. I've told you, the same time Governor Huckabee was here. So it's wonderful to see that the ministry you love and pray for and support has impacted people like that. And Robert actually started here. But he's got such a gift to communicate truth that when he's sharing it, and we've been able to put it, his messages are about 30 minutes. And there are five of them here. And then I kind of wrap things up and tie everything together where you can see it so clearly how God wants you to live. And Betty, you know that we literally share life today. Mm-hmm. And those viewers right now looking at us are giving life all over the world. So here's what I want you to know. We want to send you all of this material. And if you ask for your body, his temple, the healing for that, and the scriptures, you make a gift of $40 to do what? To get that material? No. To help us feed the hungry all over the world, rescue children from sexual trafficking and women and those that are hurt, drill water wells all over the world, reach out and put arms of love around the suffering that are overlooked worldwide, the least of these. We're going to send that to you, $100, and you get Dr. Colbert's book, and we're going to utilize that money to touch lives and to deliver the gospel truth. If you'd like to have the beautiful painting, The Bridge of Faith, make a love gift of $1,000 or more. What a way to start the year touching people around the world with the love of God. You simply help us love those too often overlooked. And we're going to put into your hands something that I believe will have a profound positive impact on your body, your health, and your future. Thank you so much for doing it. Go online or call the number, take your bank card, and make the gift God puts on your heart.
Introducing Healing for Your Body, His Temple, a powerful new series that will put you on the road to supernatural health and emotional wholeness. Through six life-changing messages, Pastor Robert Morris and James Robison join hearts to reveal powerful principles of spiritual health and how it translates to your physical wellness. Their biblical insight, combined with personal experiences of spiritual and physical health, will elevate you to a new understanding of health and healing for your body, His temple. You'll also receive Words of Healing, a promise book filled with scriptures that inspire faith for healing, body, mind, and soul.
Excellent teaching on the subject of healing and divine health.
Outstanding, so timely, we should pay attention to this word. Thank you, Pastor Robert.
It was great. I want to hear it again.
Request Healing for Your Body, His Temple, plus Words of Healing with your gift of $40. With your gift of $100, you'll receive the CDs and Promise Book, plus Dr. Don Colbert's Let Food Be Your Medicine and Divine Health, a bonus DVD by Robert Morris. And please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you can receive the beautiful new framed canvas print, Bridge of Faith by Thomas Kincaid, as well as the other resources. And remember, your gift today will help us demonstrate the love of God in word and deed around the world. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
God loves you. God loves you. Even though you've fallen, I've fallen, James has fallen, Betty's fallen, we've all made mistakes. God loves you. Don't let the enemy keep you down. Get this, get the books, get the CDs, and let the Lord start you on a new path.
You know, I believe you're about to experience the miracle perhaps you prayed for. I mean, the miracle of supernatural health. Not necessarily because you had Betty a healing miracle, but because you found truth that sets you free and gets you healthy. That was delivered to you in unconditional love. Thank you so much for watching Life Today, sharing life today, and experience life every day. God bless you.
Introducing Healing for Your Body, His Temple, a powerful new series that will put you on the road to supernatural health and emotional wholeness. Through 6 life-changing messages, Pastor Robert Morris and James Robison join hearts to reveal powerful principles of spiritual health and how it translates to your physical wellness. Their biblical insight, combined with personal experiences of spiritual and physical health, will elevate you to a new understanding of health and healing for your body, His Temple. You'll also receive Words of Healing, a promise book filled with scriptures that inspire faith for healing, body, mind, and soul.
Excellent teaching on the subject of healing and divine health.
Outstanding, so timely, we should pay attention to this word. Thank you, Pastor Robert.
It was great. I want to hear it again.
Request Healing for Your Body, His Temple, plus Words of Healing with your gift of $40. With your gift of $100, you'll receive the CDs and Promise Book, plus Dr. Don Colbert's Let Food Be Your Medicine and Divine Health, a bonus DVD by Robert Morris. And please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you can receive the beautiful new framed canvas print, Bridge of Faith by Thomas Kincaid, as well as the other resources. And remember, your gift today will help us demonstrate the love of God in word and deed around the world. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Tomorrow.
So we have to understand in this world, we live in a fallen world. And we're going to trust God no matter what.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.